T-Mobile.
Tri-W.
DM.
For WVN, this is AC6IW. How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Brought my 2 meter 440 in the house. I'm going to stay indoors the next couple days and just leave this on to see if I hear anything.
I'm now driving through the shadow of Ferris Mountain, so I'm not hearing you super good now. That's my fault. But you sound good, and I'm ready for this storm to get here and get over with.
I think the best thing is going to be to stay indoors if at all possible. I was trying to remember which repeater, if you know, does all the weather reporting things. I've got all the local repeaters in my radio, but I can't remember which one does that. I normally stay on this repeater most of the time to listen.
Actually, I haven't been on this one in a while, but I'm not sure.
145.470, Skywarn.
On the other VFO on this. Thank you. 145.470 or 570?
470. Copy, 145.470.
And to find it, I know it's probably in one of the memories. I've got this, what is it, the Yaesu FT500 or whatever. I programmed it and I can't remember what everything is. It's got it by the call signs.
The K908 repeater.
C6IW. Did you say 145.470? I have that, but I'm in a K9OH, but it looks like it's got tone squelch at 91.5, but I can't seem to bring it up or hear it.
That'd be digital 311.
Yeah, hold on.
Anybody does is older than about 25 or 30 years of age, it won't do a digital tone. But he's had so much interference up there, he had resort to that 311 digital tone. KI4LZI.
They would do something like that on this repeater because I don't know if everyone else gets it, but I'll get a lot of interference, and then also, you know, probably people crunching the repeater or just driving around will pick up things on the output that I know is not coming from the repeater.
Well, with this repeater here, they do run a squelch tone. No tone on the input, but the output tone on this repeater is 88.5. 0.5 is the squelch tone on this one.
I don't actually have that set on my thing, but I'll put that in there because that'll be better. Thanks.
Well, I heard them announce it, or I wouldn't have known it. On the output, the squelch tone is 88.5 on this one. The squelch tone on the output. How's he got?
73. I'm going to go back to listening.
Yeah, KJ, 4WZM.
4LZI. When I heard about all, I told you a few days ago about this weather business, and I don't have the kind of automobile that I can take and get out and drive and this kind of stuff, so I wanted to go up there to the winter field day, but I'm just afraid to risk it.
That. I got me a pretty decent one as far as that goes. Mine is four-wheel drive. I got brand new tires on it, and I just got a full set of chains all the way around, so I should be all right. Still not going to go out in freezing rain on purpose, though, but I should be able to slowly and carefully get around if I have to because of the chains.
A lot of times when they have the winter field, this doesn't happen, but at this particular time, it's... As we've all known over the past 2 or 3 days, the forecast is all over the ballpark. And I had a bad situation that happened to me back in 1994 with ice, and I don't care to repeat it now, especially because now I really can't afford to have it happen. As you say, I'm glad to hear that you're active at least a little bit, but this weather will have a lot of us more active than we normally would be. Over here in our neck of the woods over here, we're supposed to have something involved, kind of a Aries type thing on 442, 125 or 147540. At 7 o'clock, and I was kind of getting ready for that, but KI4LZI.
Have a good one, Andy. Good catching up with you. KI4LZI, KJ4WZN. I'm going to go ahead and clear off of here for now.